奉主耶稣圣名在这边证道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们温哥华教会的同龄大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters in Vancouver.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
We thank the Lord's guidance.
昨天到温哥华这个地方。
Last evening, I arrived here in Vancouver.
那因为连总的安排。小弟就这个月在这边来跟大家一起在这边聚会敬拜神。
Through the arrangement of International Assembly, I'm able to spend a month here to share with you here the grace of God.
今天晚上我想跟大家来谈一谈把信仰带着走。
This evening, I'd like to share with you the topic of bring along your faith.
在两年前
2 years ago,
有一天我看一篇报纸。
I was reading from the newspaper.
一打开的时候就看到这个题目。
And I saw this title as soon as I opened up the paper.
这个题目是报纸上写的一个大标题。
And this is a column in the newspaper.
把信仰带着走。
To bring along your faith.
它里面就写着真耶稣教会的一批信徒。
And it was describing the believers in the true Jesus Church.
因为工作的关系
Because of the reason of work.
他们聚集在一个地方
That they gather in a place.
因为在台湾东部 有阿美族的原住民
Because in the eastern coast of Taiwan, there are the aboriginals, the Amei tribe.
他们在冬天的时候
And during winter time,
为了要捕这个鳗鱼苗，有一种鳗鱼的鱼苗。
And because they're fishermen of a certain type of species.
他们必须要到海边去捕鱼。
And they do that along the coast.
那个时间差不多要一两个月的时间。
And that activity goes on for a month or two.
所以他们就不能够在家乡的地方。
And for that reason, they cannot be in their home base.
他们用很简单的竹子
and they use a very simple bamboo structure
然后用这个塑胶的帐篷
use a plastic canopy
就搭起了这个简单的会堂
and they form this temporary place of worship
他们就在靠近海边的地方
and right along on the coast
就在那边聚会
and they gather there to worship God
也在那边敬拜神
and they are there to gather in service
在那里唱诗祷告
to sing hymns and to pray there
结果因为他们唱诗的声音非常好听
and because the voices from their hymn praise are very good to hear
结果吸引了刚好路过的记者
that the sound attracted a reporter going by
这个记者就跟他们一起聚会
So this reporter decided to join in their service.
就拍了照片。
And he took some photographs.
就把它刊登在报纸上。
And he posted these in the newspaper.
那这个记者也是很感动。
This reporter was quite moved.
因为他发现这一批人有同样的信仰。
Because he discovered that these people share in one faith.
聚会完的时候就问他们。
After the service, he asked them.
说你们是哪个教会的
He asked them, what church do you belong to?
当中有一个负责人
And one of the persons there was a board member
他说我们是真耶稣教会的
He told them that we are the true Jesus church
那这个记者也很感动
This reporter was moved by it
所以就把它刊在报纸上
And that's why he decided to put this account in the paper
我想我们今天也是很多人
Today, I believe many are like this.
为了生活、工作或者这个求学的过程
Because of work, business, career, or our furthering our education.
有的就移居到外地
That we need to emigrate to a farther place.
所以我们今天每一个人也应该把信仰带着走
However, we have to remember.To bring our faith with us.
虽然阿美族他们是一个临时聚会的地方
Even though this place Ame, they have just a temporary place of worship.
哦，但是他们信仰是带着走。
However, they took their faith with them.
啊，去年9月21号，啊，台湾发生大地震。
On September 21st of 1999, Taiwan had a great earthquake.
啊，有一间亲爱教会啊，啊，因为地震的很厉害，所以要拆掉。
There was a church in Qing'ai. Because of the damage, it had to be demolished.
啊，弟兄姐妹非常的同心。
And the brothers and sisters, they were of one heart, one mind.
他们把会堂拆了以后，
After they demolished the chapel,
在短短的一个礼拜里头，
Within 1 week,
啊，他们就把简单的会堂搭起来。
They erected a temporary chapel.
因为他们啊，体会到信仰跟他们的生活很重要。
Because they truly experienced the close relationship between their everyday life and faith.
有一个人类学家这样讲。
There was an anthropologist that said.
啊，一个民族啊，啊，如果亡国500年。
If a civilization is to last for 500 years, say.
啊，这个民族在啊这个世界上啊会消失。
This civilization will simply disappear from this earth.
但是有一个民族啊，叫做犹太民族。
However, there is a particular civilization called the Jews, the Jewish race.
啊，他们亡国也啊一段很长的时间。
And their civilization lasts a long time.
啊，但是他们还是能够持守住他们的信仰。
Yet they're able to consistently carry out their faith throughout that period.
这个有一个很重要的关键，
and there's a very important factor in there，
就是他们的信仰带着走，
that is they're led by their faith，
因为他们的信仰不失落，
because their faith never diminishes，
他们相信独一真神，
they believe in one God，
也遵守安息圣日，
and they observe this holy Sabbath，
啊，他们也有共同的经典，就是神的话，
and they have a commonality， and that is God's words。
我们今天也是一样。
Today is the same with us.
我们信仰啊，都是带着走。
Our faith goes where we go.
啊，所以我们感谢神。我们虽然从世界各地来到温哥华。
So we thank the Lord that although we come from all corners of the earth, come to this place, Vancouver.
啊，我们能够聚集在一堂来敬拜神。
That we still can gather together and worship God.
也是我们有。同样一位神，一位主。
And just the same, we believe in one God, one Lord.
我们有同样的信仰。
We have one faith.
我们来看创世纪。
Please refer to Genesis.
啊，创世纪的12章。
Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪12章第1节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地本族户家，往我所指示你的地去。我必使你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必祝福以他；咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”这里告诉我们，神拣选亚伯拉罕。
Here records.The Lord calling Abram.
啊，虽然他离开本地，离开户家。
Although he had to leave from his home base, homeland.
但是他所走的地啊，就是要到神所指示的地方去。
However, the place, his destiny is where God wants him to go.
我们今天无论到哪里。
Today, no matter where we go.
其实我们都是在往神所指示的地方去。
No matter where, we're going to wherever God wants us to go.
赞美诗里面有一首
The hymns, they include a particular hymn
157首
Hymn number 157
但副歌是这样写说无论陆地无论海洋耶稣同在就是神的国
The chorus goes like this that no matter where we go what land, what sea it's wherever is God's kingdom
我们今天无论到哪里啊，其实耶稣同在就是神的国
As long as God is with usThere is God's kingdom.
亚伯拉罕要去哪里？他不知道。
Abraham had no idea where he was going to end up.
但是他有神在带领他的路。
However, God was the one that led him.
我们来看第七节。
Please read from verse 7.
第七节，耶和华向亚伯兰显现，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从那里又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷。西边是伯特利，东边是矮。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。后来亚伯兰又渐渐迁往南地去。
And verse 9.
我们再看十三章。
And verse, chapter 13.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他从南地渐渐往伯特利，到了伯特利和矮的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。我们再看十八节。
Verse 18.
亚伯兰搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。这段圣经里面啊，
In this passage,
从十二章到十三章，
from verse, chapter 12 through to 13,
在讲到亚伯拉罕，
describes this man Abram,
他把信仰带着走，
how he carried his faith with him wherever he went,
神向他显现，
How God appeared to him,
也应许他
and promised him,
与他同在
that he will be with him,
把这地赐给他的后裔
and to grant him and his descendants this land.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕跟神的关系
So we can see the relationship between Abram and God.
他筑坛求告神的名
How he erected these altars in order to call on the name of the Lord.
我们无论到哪里呀、啊。也应该要会筑坛求告神的名
No matter where we go, we have to know to erect these altars in order to call on the name of the Lord.
信仰在一个人的生活当中是很重要的
Faith is a critical element in all of our lives.
古时候有很多古圣徒
In ancient times, there are many of these ancient saints.
你看亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各
For example, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们都是筑坛求告神的名
These are all people that often put up these altars in order to call on the name of the Lord.
就像耶伯，他也是这样做
Same as Job.
所以信仰的建立
Therefore, the establishment of your faith.
应该要有筑坛的生活
It must involve erecting altars.
我们看创世纪的二十六章
Please refer to chapter 26.
二十六章二十五节。
Chapter 26, verse 25.
二十六章二十五节。
26, 25.
以撒在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。这里讲到以撒也是一样。
Here shows that Isaac was the same.
信仰带着走。
Wherever he went, his faith went with him.
他跟他的父亲是一样的。
He and his father were the same.
他筑了一座坛，求告神的名。
He built an altar in order to call on the name of the Lord.
我们今天聚集在这边敬拜神。
Today we gather here to worship God.
也是一种筑坛的生活。
It is a life of building altars.
我们从各个角落来到这里。
From all corners we come and gather here.
我们也是在这边一同来敬拜神。
We gather here to worship God.
我们也在这边支搭帐篷
and we're here to build an altar or tent, a tabernacle for God.
有每个人的家
and we all have our home still.
我们为了生活需要工作
and for our work we need to work.
我们也在挖井
and we dig wells.
所以一个人的生活当中
so in our lives,
他要搭帐篷
we need to erect these tents.
总是需要有个家
we need a home.
在台湾大地震的时候
During the earthquake in Taiwan
很多人没有家
Many people became homeless
因为房子倒了
Because their homes collapsed
家也没有了
They have no homes anymore
有的人就搭着帐篷
And many started to live in tents
小小的一个地方
A tiny little place
一家人挤在一堆
That a whole family must squeeze into
小朋友觉得很好玩
The little kids might think that's very fun.
但是大人觉得蛮辛苦的。
But to the older people, that's very difficult.
但是那也是帐篷啊。
But that's a tent.
因为那是短暂的。
Because that's temporary.
是寄居的。
It is just for living temporarily.
有的家很舒服。
Some homes are very comfortable.
其实人生在世本就是帐篷。
In fact, people on this earth, they are people who live in tents.
哦，因为人生像帐篷一样。
Because our lives are just like tents.
哦，所以我们有家庭的生活。
So we have our family living.
我们为了生活要挖水井。
For the sake of our family, we have to dig these wells.
啊，过去是游牧民族。
In the past, we're just nomads.
他们养牛养羊。
That these nomads, they raise their own livestock.
我们人的生命当中需要有水。
And we also need water to live.
所以为了生存需要工作。
So for our sustenance, we have to work.
需要去赚钱。
We have to earn a living.
但是这边把祭坛摆在第一位。
However, here you notice that building an altar is the priority.
所以一个人的生活当中啊。
So in our lives,
他有家庭，有工作。
Though we have work, we have our family.
在这两项之外，还要有信仰。
But besides these, faith must be there.
所以我们人生在世要尽钱度日。
So as we live out our days on this earth,
好，要把信仰带着走。
We have to carry our faith in our lives.
以色列百姓过去聚居在埃及。
The Israelites, they used to live in Egypt.
但是他们信仰不失落。
However, their faith never diminished.
后来神带领他们出埃及。
Later, God led them out of Egypt.
他们要进迦南地。
And they're to enter in the land of Canaan.
我们可以知道他们在走旷野路的时候。
And we know that the time they spent in the desert.
神白天用云柱，晚上用火柱带领他们。
During the day, God led them with pillars of cloud, and at night with pillars of fire.
一个有信仰的人。
A person with faith.
神也是一样用云柱火柱在引导他
Just the same, God will guide him the same way with clouds of pillar and fire.
而且我们无论到哪里
No matter where we go,
不但要有云柱火柱的引导
We must look for these pillars of cloud and fire.
我们也要有神的同在
We have to have God with us.
因为当你把信仰放在前面的时候
Because only when you put your faith ahead of you to lead you,
自然神就会引导你的路。
Naturally, God will guide your path.
有时候我们不知道要往哪里去。
Sometimes we really don't know what direction to head.
就像亚伯拉罕。
Just like Abram.
甚至有时候前面的路很难走。
Even though you see very difficult things ahead.
我们会觉得很孤单。
We might even feel lonely.
但是其实最宝贵的就是神的同在。
But the most precious thing is the fact that God is with us.
创世纪里面有一个约瑟。
There's a man named Joseph in Genesis.
他在年轻的时候就被他的哥哥出卖。
When he was young, he was sold by his brothers.
他在这个外邦之地。
And he went to a land of the Gentiles.
在他主人的家里。
And he worked in his master's home.
甚至于受冤屈。受冤屈。
He lived not very pleasantly.
后来下监牢。
And later he was imprisoned.
圣经对他的描写。
And the Bible describes him.
常常出现一句话。
Often it uses this term.
就是神与他同在。
That God is with him.
我们看创世纪。
Please refer to Genesis.
创世纪的三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章第二节
Genesis 39 verse 2
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中耶和华与他同在他就百事顺利这边提到说神与约瑟同在
Here talks about how God was with him
约瑟是一个把信仰带着走的人
Joseph is a man that takes his faith with him
当他受试探的时候
When he is tempted,
一个有信仰的人他就能够得胜恶者
A person with faith is able to overcome evil
因为他的祖母引诱他犯罪
Because his master's wife enticed him
但是他的信仰带着走
But because he took his faith with him
他会想到说我怎么能够做这大恶得罪神呢
That he is able to think aboutHow can I do this great evil and sin against God?
他受冤屈下监牢。
And later he was falsely accused and imprisoned.
但是这个三十九章二十一节又讲。
And verse 21 continues.
说但耶和华与约瑟同在。
However, the Lord was with him.
向他施恩。
Showed kindness to him.
他就在施义的眼前蒙恩。
That he is able to be
grant favor in the eyes of the prison ward.
33节也是这样写,
and 23 says the same thing.
说神与约瑟同在,
that how God was, the Lord was with Joseph.
所以他所做的都顺利,
so whatever he did was success.
这个把信仰带着走的人啊,
the person that takes his faith with him,
你会发现说他的宝贵就是在神的同在,
you'll find that his preciousness is the fact that God is with him.
所以我们不但学习亚伯拉罕,
so no matter if we're learning from Abraham,
也要学习耶稣,
we have to learn from Joseph,
把信仰带着走,
that we must carry our faith with us,
有神的同在,
to have God with us.
而且, 有神的道理存在心里头,
and that we carry the truth of God in our heart.
亚伯拉罕他的足坛,
how Abraham erected tents,
他建立了跟神的关系,
that he built up this relationship with God.
那我们今天跟神也是要建立关系,
today, just the same, we have to build that relationship with God.
我们的信仰的根基就是神的话,
the foundation of our faith is God's word.
所以一个基督徒最基本的要把神的道理存在心里,
so the basic for a Christian is to have his have the words of God in his heart.
如果心中没有神的道, 怎么有信仰呢?
If your heart does not contain the words of God, how do you have faith?
那没有神的道, 怎么有神呢?
Without the words of God, how can you have God with you?
啊, 就像以利两个儿子不认识神,
just like the two sons of Eli, they did not know God.
啊, 所以他的信仰都失落了,
and that's how their faith faded away.
啊, 所以我们要把神 放在心里,
so we have to put God in our heart,
道存记在心里,
to take the words of God and plant them into our heart,
在神的道中生活,
that in order we live around the words of God.
一个虔诚的人,
a person who is truly devout,
哦, 他不但能够领受神的话,
he not only can receive the words of God,
哦, 他也常常跟神交通,
he is also often communicating with God,
所以要借着祷告,
through prayer.
其实我们今天有很多心理的事情,
in fact, there are many mental issues today.
有时候我们有遇到一些挫折或者困难,
sometimes we meet up with frustrations and difficulties.
哎, 圣经告诉我们说我们应当一无挂虑,
the Bible tells us, do not worry.
只要凡事借着祷告, 祈求和感谢,
everything comes through request, petition, and prayer.
哦, 把你所要的告诉神,
and to pass everything on to the Lord.
亚伯拉罕他不但顺服神的话,
Abraham did not just follow the words of God.
他很多事情都是交托在神的手中,
many things he simply passed it into the hands of God.
他是一个很有信心的人,
he was a man of faith.
所以一个有信心的人啊, 他要借着祷告跟神交通,
that a man of faith, you can see, he must establish that relationship by communicating with God through prayer.
所以这个祭坛的生活要建立起来,
so this life of building up tents must be part of our lives.
哦, 把信仰带着走,
that wherever we go, our faith goes with us.
有一个年轻人叫做但以理,
there was a young man named Daniel.
他也是把信仰带着走,
he also took his faith with him.
我们有很多年轻人单身在外,
there are many young people today, they're alone and away from the family.
就像约瑟也像但以理一样,
just like Joseph and Daniel,
父母没有在身边,
that their parents are not nearby.
哎, 但是我们信仰不但要建立起来,
but no different, we still have to build up our own faith.
啊, 也要有所追求,
we have to pursue after it.
但以理他在外邦之地,
Daniel was in a foreign land,
但是他能够洁身自爱,
but he's able to control himself.
哎, 他为什么能够洁身自爱呢?
How so?
因为他把信仰带着走,
because he's able to take his faith with him.
他不用王的酒, 王的膳,
he doesn't want to have any part with the best food of the king.
玷污他的身体,
he does not want to defile his body.
他能够过着敬虔圣洁的生活,
he is able to consistently lead a life of purity.
啊, 这也是非常难能可贵之处,
and this is a very commendable and precious point of him.
而且他在 王的面前,
and especially before the king,
我们可以看到他没有行亏损的事,
and we can see that he had no shame, nothing he has done wrong.
一个把信仰带着走的人,
a person who takes his faith with him,
他的行事为人,
he will be a person of moral,
啊, 他能够对得起神, 也对得起人,
and he can stand up before men and God.
而且 但尼里也曾经被陷害。
Daniel also was falsely accused.
那在这个当中啊
，And through this，
他的心就是向着神。
His heart only focused on God.
这也是我们要学习的地方。
And this is something we ought to learn.
而且但尼里他有美好的灵性。
And Daniel had a very high spiritual life, a spiritual level.
哎，圣经就教导我们。
And the Bible teaches us.
啊，提到这个但尼里的榜样。
Talking about the examples of Daniel.
他美好的灵性从哪里来的
？Where does his wonderful faith comes from？
就是他把信仰带着走。
It is because he takes his faith wherever he goes.
但尼里书第六章里面这样写。
In Daniel chapter 6, it says.
啊，说但尼里一天三次啊，他双膝跪在神的面前。
It describes how three times a day he would kneel down.To kneel down in front of God.
他平常的日子
This is his daily living.
甚至遇到阻挡的时候
Even when he meet up with obstacles.
他跟神的关系都是建立得很好
His relationship with God is always the same.
所以我们从古圣徒可以看到
So from these ancient saints, we can see
他们信仰的榜样
The examples of their faith.
我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹
Today, every brother and every sister
啊，也都是很爱主、爱教会的
We all love the Lord and we all love the church
如果我们没有把信仰带着走
If we don't carry our faith with us
我们怎么会这么关心教会的事呢
How can we truly care for the things of the church
我们如果没有把信仰带着走
If we do not take our faith with us
哎，怎么会一起来啊，建立这个会堂
How can we come together to erect this chapel?
啊，在这里聚会来守安息日，来这边唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
To gather in service, to observe the Sabbath, to sing praises to God and to pray to God.
啊，主耶稣在世的时候
，When Jesus was still on earth,
哦，他也是把信仰带着走。
He took his faith wherever he went.
路加福音第四章。
Please refer to the book of Luke, chapter 10.
路加福音第四章。
Sorry, Luke chapter 4.
我们先看十三节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 13.
魔鬼用完各样试探，暂时离开耶稣。耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。
14:15.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂。站起来要念圣经，有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，
17.
他就打开，找到一处写着说：
18.
主的灵在我身上，因他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
19.
啊，这一段圣经里面告诉我们几件事。
This passage describes a few things.
啊，魔鬼用完各样试探，暂时离开耶稣。
That Satan used various schemes and temporarily he left Jesus.
我们可以看到主耶稣怎么样胜过试探。
And we can clearly see how Jesus victored over Satan.
他对圣经的道理很熟。
That he is very familiar with the Bible.
一个人如果有神的道理
If a person, he contains the words of God.
他能够胜过恶者。
He can overcome evil.
约瑟就是这样啊。
Same as Joseph.
所以把信仰带着走，我们要熟练这个仁义的道理。
So we have to learn this in order, this is part of taking our faith with us.
啊，用各样的智慧把神的话丰丰富富存在心里。
That we use various wisdom in order to implant the words of God in our heart.
啊，诗篇里面告诉我们说，少年人啊，你用什么洁净你的行为？
Psalm describes how a young person ought to cleanse his ways.
哦，就是要遵守神的道理。
That is to follow the commands of God.
说我把神的话藏在心里，免得我得罪神。
That I want to implant the words of God in my heart so that I do not sin against God.
好，所以我们要把信仰带着走，一定要在道理上有追求。
So in order to take our faith wherever we go, we must have the words of God, pursue after the words of God.
那这边提到说耶稣有圣灵的能力。
Here also talks about how Jesus was led by the Spirit.
我们可以看到他是一个警醒祷告的人。
That he is a person that prays.
主耶稣给我们做榜样。
The Lord Jesus set the example for us.
啊，祷告是一种敬虔的操练。
Prayer is a training of your reverence.
啊，也是一种灵修的生活。
It is a spiritual activity of your spiritual life.
哎，今天有时候我们人真的很软弱。
Today there are times that us human beings were truly weak.
但是圣灵啊，要代替我们的软弱。
But the Holy Spirit can displace that weakness.
帮助我们祷告。
It will intercede for us.
所以我们要有祷告的生活。
So we have to lead a life of prayer.
主耶稣进会堂。
The Lord Jesus entered the synagogue.
在安息日照他素常的规矩。
According to his regular tradition on Sabbath day.
所以我们看到他的一种聚会。
So we see how Jesus observed Sabbath.
安息日，他到会堂里面。
That it's Sabbath, he goes to church.
所以你可以看到主耶稣，他也是一个把信仰带着走的人。
We see Jesus is one who carries his faith with him.
还有一点就是他传福音了。
And as well, he preached.
传福音也是把信仰带着走。
Preaching is an act of taking your faith with you.
我们这一二十年来啊
，these 10-20 years，
有相当多的信徒啊，因为移民的关系到国外。
That there are many believers because of immigration. They're all over the place, all over the world.
那你可以看到说到国外的人。不是到那里去度假。
But you can see that these people, they do not emigrate just to go vacation there.
有的人他就是有一种使命感。
That these people carry a sense of mission.
他到那个地方，他就把，而且这个神的圣灵在动工的时候很奇妙。
And it's very wonderful when you see the Holy Spirit working so actively there.
这个教会就慢慢慢慢建立起来。
And you can see how the place will develop into a church.
所以我们今天的教会很多地方都是这种特色。
So today, many churches, they have this particular feature.
因为信仰带着走啊。
Because people took their faith with them.
所以我们也可以看到，慕道者他就来到教会。
And we can see true seekers come to church.
中南美洲那里。
In the region of Central America.
我们知道阿根廷啊巴西或者智利都有我们的信徒。
Central and South America, in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile, we all have churches.
那因为我之前曾经负担过松山教会。
And I used to be the...
台北有一个松山教会。
I used to be in charge of the church in 松山。
那边有一对夫妇啊。
There was a couple there.
他就移民到这个智利。
They emigrated to Chile.
这个弟兄叫做胡龙才。
And this is a brother who.
他太太叫蔡小红啊。
And his wife's last name was Tai.
他们因为生意的关系移民到智利。
And for their business, they emigrated to Chile.
他一年都会回台湾两次。
Every year they'll return to Taiwan twice.
他都带很多这个属灵的书刊或者录音带。
Every time they'll bring back a lot of spiritual cassette tapes and spiritual literature.
因为他说那边没有传道。
Because they said there's no preacher there.
所以他们聚会的时候就按这个录音带来聚会。
So when they gather in service, they would use cassette tapes.
他说很奇妙。
He said, but it's very wonderful.
他也邀请这个邻居啊或者朋友一起听录音带聚会。
He would invite his neighbors and his friends to come and join in their service.
那录音带听完了，也聚会完就一起祷告。
And after the cassette tape, they would kneel down and pray together.
虽然没有看到领会的人是谁。
Although they have no idea what the speaker looks like,
但是有听到那个讲道的人的声音。
But they hear the voice of the sermon.
这个真的像凭信心不凭眼见。
This is truly the meaning of not by faith only, not by sight only by faith.
聚会完就一起祷告。
After the service, they would pray.
祷告的时候，那慕道者啊得到圣灵。
And after the prayer, the true seeker received the Holy Spirit.
他在那个当中就体会到说，神在。带领他们。
And from those experiences, he truly felt how God is there guiding them.
我听说基督城也有这种见证。
And I heard that in the city of Christ Church has the same testimony.
他们当时也是都没有传道在那边工作。
At the beginning, there was no preachers, ministers working there.
但是很奇妙。
But very wonderfully.
他们也是这样在聚会。
They still hold their services.
那我现在的意思不是说教会不需要传道人。
Of course, I don't mean that a church does not need preacher.
我的意思是说，那是一个很特殊的环境。
My meaning is that under those circumstances, those are uncommon, extraordinary.
但是他们的心就是向着神啊。
But their heart is just focused on God.
所以慕道者听录音带聚会也得到圣灵。
That true seekers and just listen to cassette tapes and they will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以信仰就带着走。
It's because their faith got brought there.
这个有点像保罗的同工啊，亚基拉、百基拉一样。
This is a little similar to the co-worker of Paul, Aquila and Priscilla.
哦，他们把信仰带着走。
They brought their faith with them.
所以跟保罗啊一起传福音。
And how they followed Paul and preached the gospel with Paul.
我去年啊，因为一个偶然的机会到缅甸的时候。
Last year, and because of a fortunate circumstance, I was able to visit Burma.
啊，那个地方啊，有一个啊，严弟兄。
And there's a brother Yan there.
哎，我体会到说，他也是很有使命感。
And I felt that he was a man of mission.
他在那边是要做生意的。
He is there for his business.
哎，结果就这样，带慕道者在家里啊，有个这个福音茶会。
But he would lead truth seekers, friends, to his home, and he would hold these gospel tea gatherings.
哦，后来有这个啊，其他教会的神学生来慕道。
And later there were theological students from other churches. They would come to join.
哎，带一些慕道者来了。
And this way, he brought together these truth seekers.
哦，所以那里的慕道朋友很多。
There are many truth seekers there.
也是用福音茶会这样。
And they only gather together informally.
啊，把这个信仰带着走。
But this is how he carried his faith there.
好，所以我们今天啊，有很多移民在国外的同龄。
But today we have many brothers and sisters abroad.
我们都是把信仰带着走的人。
And we are all people that take our faith with us.
但是信仰带着走啊，我们还有一点不可忽略的。
But there's another point that we cannot neglect in our faith.
就是信仰的传承。
That is the transition, the...
我们看啊，这个出埃及记。
Propagation of our faith.
出埃及记第三章。
Please turn to Exodus.
第三章的第六节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 6.
第三章第六节。
Exodus 3 6.
啊，我是你父亲的神，亚伯兰的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。啊，再看这个十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，神对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。我们再看第四章
，Chapter Four，
第五节
，Verse Five。
啊，如此好叫他们信耶和华，他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你显现的。在这几节圣经里面呢
，From these few verses，
啊，先第三章第六节是说我是你父亲的神。
In Chapter Three, Verse Two, it just says。He just said that I am the Lord of your father.
然后再来说，我是你祖宗的神。
And later says I am the Lord of your forefathers.
那神是亚伯拉的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
哎，这个信仰要带着走哦，要一代传一代。
In order for faith to be carried wherever you go, it must be passed on from generation to generation.
哎，我们有的啊，举家来到这个地方。
Some families immigrate out.
我们也看到孩子慢慢长大。
We can see the children grow up.
我们也要把他们的信仰哦建立起来。
And we have to build up their faith.
我们看诗篇。
Please refer to Psalm.
啊，诗篇的七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
七十八篇第四节。
Psalm 78 verse 4.
我们先看第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇七十八篇第三节。
Psalm 78.
啊，是我们所听见、所知道，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不要将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。哦，这里告诉我们
，Here says，
我们这个信仰要带着走，要一代传一代。
In order to bring our faith with us, we have to pass our faith from generation to generation.
犹太人他们就是这样子。
This is how the Jews did it.
这个就是宗教教育。
This is called religious education.
那我们今天宗教教育也是要看重。
So today we have to place emphasis on religious education.
把信仰带着走。
in order to take our faith with us.
当我们把信仰带着走的时候,
once we're able to take our faith with us,
我们要留意一件事,
we have to be reminded of one thing.
我们的信仰就是生活,
that our faith is our life.
我们的生活就是见证,
our life is a life of witness.
因为信仰是有生命的东西,
because faith is something that contains life.
我们来看马太福音。
Please refer to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
第十三节
Verse 13
马太福音五章十三节
Matthew 5:13
你们是世上的盐盐若失了味怎能叫它再咸呢以后无用不过丢在外面被人践踏你们是世上的光曾照在山上是不能隐藏人点灯不是放在斗底下是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人你们的光也要照在人的面前叫他们看见你们的好行为便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父这边说信徒要做盐做光
Here it talks about how the children of God must be light and salt
因为信仰就是生活
Because our faith is our life
生活就是一种见证
And our life is a witness
所以我们要把好行为啊，能够使人看见
That we have conduct ourselves in conduct such that we can witness to others.
所以无论在哪里，我们都要为主耶稣发光。
So no matter where we go, we have to shine forth.
能够把这个生命的道把它表明出来。
In order to pass on this word of life.
我们来看腓立比书。
Please refer to Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第二章十四节
Verse 14
我们看从十三节看
Starting from 13
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行唯要成就他的美意凡所行的不要花言言起争论使你们无可指摘诚实无为在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代当中要好像明光照耀把生命的道表明出来这一段圣经就是告诉我们
This passage tells us
我们立志行事是神在我们心里运行的
That whatever we determine to do it is because God does it through us
因为我们是神的儿女
Because we are children of God
我们在这个世代当中
In this generation
要做神无瑕疵的儿女
We have to be pure and blameless children of God
要好像明光照耀
We have to be like light
我们有时候看到教会的招牌挂在门口的地方
We often see the sign of the church there in the front
其实有时候我们比较深入去思考一个问题
But sometimes if we think about it more carefully
今天教会的招牌在哪里
Today, where is the sign of the church?
教会的招牌啊，在我们身上
Sign of the church is on you
有时候邻居这个就是真耶稣教的信徒
That neighbors can look at you and say This is a member of the true Jesus Church
因为我们有花光嘛
Because we shine light
有生命
We have life
有见证
We are witnesses
人家看到这个光
That people can see light
就把这个生命的道表明出来
That they can see that the word of God is being expressed through our conduct.
也感谢主，求主耶稣常常与我们同在。
And we thank the Lord that He continue to be with us.
让我们能够在加拿大这个地方。
So that we may dwell in this place, Canada.
在温哥华这个地区能够为主耶稣发光。
And in this city, Vancouver, we can shine God's light.
无论在教会，在家里面。
No matter if it's in church or in our home,
我们都能够把信仰带着走。
That we can always take our faith with us.
这是我在报纸上看到的一个标题。
This is a title I read from the newspaper.
愿主耶稣常常与我们每一个同龄同在。
May the Lord always be with us.
带领我们每一天的路程。
So that He can guide our every step every day.